Womwell Thespians Drama Group presents Pandemic Stories 1. Paul and Beth. The setting is late March 2020. The UK is in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Two friends, separated only by a few miles, catch up again.
Hello!
Hi, Paul. It's Beth. Beth Harrison.
Oh, hi, Beth. Oh, this is a nice surprise. Long time no see or speak.
I know. I'm sorry I've not been in touch more.
No need to apologise. Communications works both ways, doesn't it? Great to hear from you.
And good to hear you too. I hope you don't mind me ringing. But I wanted to ring up a few friends and family and see how they're doing, and you were on my list.
Oh, good. I'm glad I made your list. Well, it's been an age since we last saw each other, and be good to catch up. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, thanks. But sadly, the world is not, it seems. Hard to keep up with the news these days. Things are changing daily.
Yeah, I know. Not great times, but they've had it worse elsewhere. I wouldn't want to be in Italy or Spain at the moment, although some people say we're only a few weeks behind on their figures.
I'm trying not to worry about that at the moment. Just making sure my friends and family are safe. I've rung my Tina, who's in Derby with a boyfriend, and they're both okay. Tina and Tom are both working still, and the kids are still at school. I saw them only a month ago, but I suspect we'll need to keep a distance now.
Yes, my lads are both still doing stuff. John is in the supermarket, still in Leeds, and seems fine. And Lee is up at uni in Edinburgh. My photo studio, though, is rapidly running out of bookings, as I think people are much more cautious now. How's your work going at that sewing place?
Well, I'm still going, and if anything, we're busier now, as I think some of the big orders are getting some pressure to complete. There is talk on the news of some businesses having to shut at some point, like in a lot of Europe, but I'm not sure if I'll be affected.
I guess we've got to keep plodding on then, don't we? I'm trying to keep up with the news, but it is moving fast. Not really sure what's going to happen next.
Well, I hope you don't mind me ringing. And do you mind if we touch base again in a few days? It is good to have someone outside the family to talk to. And at work, they're all full of doom and gloom. But I'm trying not to listen.
Of course I don't mind. I'll ring you in a couple of days and we'll have a good natter again, eh? You all right for shopping and stuff? Because I was in Aldi this morning. I couldn't believe it. They'd run out of a lot of things, even toilet rolls and pasta. And it was very busy with people piling stuff in their trolleys. I think there's a panic on.
I did hear that from my niece. But I've not been for a few days. As you might remember, I always have a reasonable stock in, and since Ted's passing, I don't eat so much now, so my freezer stock lasts a lot longer. I do like my fresh bread, though. I'll pop up to the village shop later.
Oh, good. Hey, you look after yourself, and talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Government have announced further closures. Following the announcement to close pubs, clubs and theatres last Friday, the country has now been told that all non-essential retail outlets must close from today. Schools will also be closing to all children apart from those of key workers. More details to follow. Other headlines: people have been asked to be much more responsible with social distancing options following a weekend where people flocked to parks and tourist spots and were obviously ignoring the guidelines.
Blimey, what's this country coming to? Oh, I think I'll give Beth a ring. It was nice her ringing the other day. I've not seen her since Ted's funeral, I think. I should have rang before, but what do you say? I'll ring her.
Hello?
Hi, Beth, it's Paul.
Paul, hi to you too. How are you?
Healthy, I'm pleased to say. How are you?
Healthy too. Thank you for asking. Have you heard the latest news?
Yes, I think so. Funny, isn't it? We can only talk about the virus now. There's plenty to talk about, of course. Before, we would have started with the weather or some such, but now it's all about that coronavirus.
Yes, but in some ways it seems to be pulling people together.
Oh, you wouldn't think it, though. Did you see all those people out on the weekend? All over the place, in parks and at the seaside. Don't know what many of them were thinking. The PM told us, stay apart and even stay at home. But people just went wherever. And even when busy, they still crowded into takeaways and shops, despite the warnings about keeping your distance. I think people haven't grasped the seriousness yet.
I know what you mean. Although the figures are low and people still think they're untouchable. I mean, I work in that sewing workshop and we're having jokes about it rather than taking it seriously. I think that's what we Brits do, isn't it? We just carry on as if nothing's happened.
Aye, you might be right. But we've got to get serious sometime. Because of the latest announcements, I've had to shut the photo studio now. Not that I had many bookings left anyway. A lot had cancelled.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You'll be losing money then?
Well, a bit, I suppose. As I said, most are staying away anyway, and it's not my busiest time of year.
I hope it picks up before too long.
Call me pessimistic, but I think we might be in for a long run.
Pessimist? Try looking on the bright side. It may not be that bad.
We'll see.
As long as the kids and grandkids get through it all okay, I'll be happy.
Don't write yourself off too easily. We don't want you going just yet.
I didn't know you cared so much.
Well, it was a strange thing to say.
I've had a pretty good life. I spent 30 good years with Ted. I've had one great daughter and a good couple of grandkids. So I've done well.
Yes, and you've got another 20 or 30 years more of good fun ahead.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not eager to go. But if my number's up...
It won't be. You can't keep a good woman down.
Are you flirting with me?
No, just care what happens to my friends.
Well, thank you. It's good to know you're there.
And you too. Anyway, how's that job of yours? You still working?
Yes, I'm still going. But me and a few others are questioning if we should. It's hardly keeping the country going what we do. And we come from all over the place. If one of us gets the virus, we all likely will.
Don't you observe this social distancing?
Well, I personally try. But really, there's not much effort to do it there. The management haven't grasped it and still expect us to take breaks at the same time. In a very small room. We have mentioned it a few times, but they just laugh and say, when the government tells them to shut, they'll shut. But until then, there's work to be done.
Oh, that doesn't sound a very healthy place to be.
I'm considering whether to go in. Some probably have to as they rely on it. But I can get by without it. I've still got a bit of savings and some insurance money from when Ted passed.
Well, that's good. And yes, might be wise for you to stay at home.
I'm going tomorrow, but if things don't change, I'll not go again.
Oh, that sounds a sensible plan.
It's even worse there, because some of the others don't take it serious either. They think nothing of coming up and chatting away just like they normally do. And if I say, step back a bit, they just laugh and call me paranoid. These are usually the young'uns. They think they're invincible. It's mainly the older ones who are worried. Thelma's in her 60s and I'm sure she was off last year with pneumonia. She should be at home already.
Well, you look after yourself, Beth. Look out for number one.
Well, I do worry about the others too.
Oh, I can respect that. You always were a very caring person.
Thank you. I thought so of you too.
Really? Well, I'm just your average bloke. I just want to get by as easy as I can without working too hard and enjoying life.
You must miss Sandra, though.
Yeah, but it's been a few years now. When she left me, it left a big hole. But I've managed okay.
Still no one special then?
No one. I guess my confidence went for that kind of thing.
Don't you meet many nice ladies doing your photography?
Oh, well, a few that come in are nice, but they're always married or involved. I do mostly family shoots, as you know.
Well, I hope someone comes along soon.
Well, I hope so too. Well, I better let you get on. Thanks for talking. I've enjoyed our little chat. You are easy to talk to.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it too. Speak to you soon. How about tomorrow?
Are you flirting with me now?
You wish. Bye for now.
Bye.
It has been announced that the Prime Minister and the Chief Medical Officer both have mild symptoms of the virus and have been tested positive. Both are self-isolating. The Prime Minister continues to work and today chaired a Cobra Emergency Committee meeting. The UK is now a few days into the partial lockdown. The government continues to urge people to stay at home, protect the NHS and save lives. The public are starting to do this much more. With the schools shut, home life is starting to become the norm for a lot of people. In other parts of the world, cases and deaths are rising fast. Europe is very badly affected now, as is the United States. Donald Trump has announced partial lockdown measures, but insists it will only need to be in place for less than 2 weeks.
I wonder how Paul is doing. We said we'd ring today, but we didn't say who would ring who. Will it look pushy or flirty if I rang? I do enjoy talking to anyone and everyone, but I don't talk to them every day. Even Tina's every 2 or 3 days. But I like talking to Paul. Oh, heck, I'll ring.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. Just been out for my one outing of exercise a day. Just a walk over the fields and back. Oh, it's good to be out. And the weather is still bright, albeit a bit cooler today. How about you? You well?
Yes, thanks. I'm good. I went to work again today, but that's it. I'm not going back.
Oh, have they shut?
Oh, no. Not when there's money to be made. Me and Julie, the nice one, not the other one, went to see Josie, the manager, and gave her a list of our concerns. No hand sanitizer, breaks still all together, not working 2 metres apart, etc. And she basically ignored us. She said it was being discussed at a higher level and any changes that need making will be sorted by the end of the week.
You sound like a union rep now.
Do I? I do feel a bit militant. I told Josie that's not good enough, and if she didn't sort things out today, I wasn't coming back in tomorrow.
Boy, you go, girl.
And you know what? Nothing got sorted. She made no real effort, just said orders needed completing. Well, me and Julie have agreed we're not going in. I'll ring in the morning and tell her.
Oh, it does seem strange, as the government is pushing employers, the ones that are still working for that matter, to do much more on social distancing and the like.
She never even altered the breaks. And when I suggested I could do that for her, she bit my head off, saying it would get sorted by her. I nearly walked then.
Of course, sounds like you're well shot of it.
I just feel for the others that are left. They need to work. They can't make that choice so easily.
Oh, Beth, you can't save the world. They need to make their own decisions. Money isn't everything. I'm glad you're at home. Safest place to be. I did worry about you going back there.
Oh, you needn't have worried. But thank you for worrying about me. Anyway, tell me how things are with you.
I'm trying to abide by things. Doing my hand washing several times a day for the full 20 seconds. And just basically trying to be observant of all the new rules.
You good little boy. Your mum would be proud.
Well, maybe. In some ways, I'm glad she's not around now. I'll be very worried for anyone that old. And the thought of not being able to go and help too. God. This over 70s isolation at home is probably the worst part. At least we could still get out. But a big risk if they set foot outside.
Yes, I know. I'm going to shop for Catherine up the road. She's 79 and has had all sorts of problems. I am keeping an eye on her. She was a good friend to my mum before she passed. That's 5 years ago now.
Ah, good for you, helping her. I thought about doing more, but as you know, I consider I have a fairly weak chest. If there's a cough or cold going around, I'll get it.
Oh, yes. You had a really bad bout of it last year, or the year before.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Bad chest infection. I don't consider myself particularly at risk, but I don't want to take chances. I'm surprised you remembered.
We were all a little concerned for you, although you didn't make a fuss.
Well, thanks. Thanks you for remembering.
I remember how nice you were when Ted passed. You offered all sorts of help. I didn't take you up on it, but I do remember these things. That then, and many others before. You are a good man, Paul. Sandra didn't know what she was letting go of.
Well, yes, she did. Dumped some old git for a younger model. Same old story, although usually it's men chasing younger women.
I, for one, think she was always a bit selfish about her own needs rather than others.
Oh, that's something you never said before.
Doesn't mean I didn't think it, though.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Whilst we're being honest, answer me one question.
Yeah, what?
That time you got drunk at my birthday party 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You shared some truths with me then. Did you really mean any of them?
Yes. All of them.
Oh, thank you. Good to know.
I can explain.
No need. Oh. Let's change the subject. Will you call me tomorrow, please? I am sorting some shopping out for Catherine, but I should be in the afternoon or evening.
I will call. You can bet on that.
Hi, Paul.
Mum, it's Tina. Who's Paul?
Oh, sorry, love. My mistake. How are you?
Yeah, we're all pretty good, actually. Kids are at home now all the time. It's driving me bonkers in many ways, but I do like having them here. More than I let on.
I'm sure they're running rings around you. I do miss seeing them.
Hey, well, you might be seeing them soon. I mean, not in person, right, but Tom's looking at some options like Zooming or something like that. It's this video conferencing thing he does with work. But it can work with you as well. Maybe we could do it on Facebook or WhatsApp, but I don't really understand. Anyway, he says he'll sort it out tonight or tomorrow. He's working from home, but he's so busy, I've hardly seen him. Leaves me with the kids to sort. Bugger. You know, I wonder if he does it on purpose sometimes. Well, I don't mind, really.
I'm not sure I understand the technicals of all that Zooming and the like, but I'm sure Tom will be able to sort it out for me, won't he?
Well, if he popped round to do it, it would be a doddle, but he can't, can he? So over the phone, it's going to be a bit harder.
OK, love, just let me know what to do. I'd love to see them. I miss them. And you too, of course. Anyway, how's this homeschooling doing?
It's early days, Mum. The school's given us quite a lot of online resources, but they're still building, so not too much for the kids to do yet. We've set them tasks each day, though. Some of them we might call chores, but, like, done in a nice way.
Oh, yes. Like what?
Well, they have time to tidy their rooms now, so rewards for keeping that done to a good level. And we've got these volunteer chores, so, like, helping with cooking and washing, and then they can earn reward points that they can cash in for extra time on tablet or that Netflix that we've got now. Hey, I tell you what, that Netflix is great. You know, last night me and Tom binge watched the whole of The Stranger. We didn't get to bed till 2 a.m. Overall, though, it's early days, but we're managing. I think we'll all be stir crazy in a week or so.
Yes, I'm trying to get out a bit. I try not to shop too much as they suggested once a week's best. But I take my 1 hour walk when I can.
Oh, that's great, Mum. And if it ever gets too much, no, I'm only a call away, even if we've talked already today.
Thanks, love.
Now, anyway, who's this Paul?
Ah, that's a long story. I think we'll save that for next time we talk.
Not sure what to say to Beth about that party 4 years ago. It was embarrassing what happened then. Can't say I was in a particularly good place or a particularly bad place. She was talking so nicely to me, it just all came out. The bit about Sandra and me wasn't much of a surprise to her. But the bits I said about wanting an ideal woman like her, like Beth, in my life was maybe too much information. I'm still not sure exactly what I said. I have respected and liked her from afar for many years, and I think she likes me. But not in that way, surely. I need to be careful, don't I?
The crisis continues. All kinds of help is now open to those working and those businesses affected. The latest help for the self-employed comes on top of the help for small businesses and workers laid off by businesses having to close.
I wonder if he's going to ring today. I kind of embarrassed him yesterday with mentioning that party so long ago. He said some things that were interesting, to say the least, and I do like him. But Ted was my life then. Still is to some extent, as is Tina and the grandkids. They've kept me busy all this time. Am I ready for anything else? I don't know. I do like him, and he is alone too. Would I have rung if not for the virus? I'd like to think so, that at some point I'd have rung. But we all get busy and wrapped up in stuff. I might have put him off anyway, mentioning it at all. He may think nothing of the kind now. Oh dear. What have I done? Hello?
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Paul. How are you? I wondered if you'd ring after our chat yesterday.
Oh, I said I'd ring, and I have.
Okay.
No, I mean, I've enjoyed our chats these few days. No. Well, that's not quite true. I've really enjoyed our chats. And in some ways, you mentioned the drunken party 4 years ago was good. At least we got that out of the way. You know I liked you then.
And now?
Well, if you'd let me finish. And I like you now, a lot. I think I always did. Well, not always, of course, because I've only known you about 12 years. But even that first time we met, I thought you were a lovely woman. And
you're rambling. Thank you, though. It is good. It's great to be appreciated and for so long.
Yeah, well...
No, please, my turn now.
No, okay.
I've liked you too. Maybe not 12 years, but a substantial amount of time. I always looked forward to you being there, being around. That's not to say I haven't always been loyal 100% with Ted. I have. But I did consider you a great friend over that time. An attractive great friend.
Wow.
Yes. Funny how it takes the potential end of the world to bring out the truths.
Yes, I guess. Would you have rung me if it wasn't for the virus?
I might have. But the virus was a good excuse, wasn't it? I was hoping to bump into you at some point, but social isolation wasn't going to make that happen very soon. And I didn't know how you felt. Didn't know how you'd react. I'm so glad I called you.
Oh, so am I. Yeah, so am I. Anyway, how is Tina and the family?
They've both pretty much finished work. Tom's doing a bit from home, and the kids are driving them mad. How's John and Lee doing?
John is working hard at the supermarket. I guess I'm quite proud he is helping keep the country fed. But just being there, he's potentially around hundreds of people a day, any one of which might be infected, which is a bit of a worry. Lee's still up in Edinburgh, although the university has cancelled all face-to-face meetings, lectures, seminars, all that sort of stuff. He's still working on course stuff, but they've cancelled the exams now. I guess I'll find another way of marking progress and giving him his degree mark.
Doesn't he want to come home?
No, I don't think he will think he's any better off here. And he thinks his mum will be paranoid, and she will. And I offered him to come here to mine, but he is quite happy with his brand new student accommodation, and he quite likes to stay. I'm happy as long as he's safe, and travel or travelling restrictions notwithstanding, if he needs me, I'll be there.
Well, it sounds like our kids are sorted and working through their circumstances quite well. I hope they'll all be okay.
Me too.
Anyway, let's get back to talking about us. Tell me some more about you. Tell me what you like to do.
Well, where do I start?
The country continues on the lockdown and the numbers are still rising. The lockdown measures may have an effect on those numbers in the next week or so, as they are starting to show in Italy now and hopefully Spain soon. Russia has implemented a sort of lockdown despite issuing assurances that the country is not in a panic. There was a massive turnout for the Clap for the NHS event at 8 o'clock last night. Thousands from all over the country came onto their doorsteps to give thanks to the NHS workers. A moving experience.
Can't wait for this virus to be over. Then maybe Beth and I can see each other properly, decide what kind of a future we might have together. I'm glad our kids are all okay, and touch wood they stay that way. We're both pretty healthy too, so it's good to be optimistic about the future, even in this time of national concern. I can't wait to talk to Beth again. We talked for hours yesterday, learned a lot about each other. We have quite a lot in common, although I can't get too excited about her need to get a dog again. I think we're a bit different on that one. Oh well, we'll see what the future holds. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'm good, thanks. Another good walk today. Feeling full of the joys of spring. All the dust are out. It's sunny and I have a spring in my step. Really enjoyed yesterday in our long chat. And looking forward to chatting again. You okay?
Well, I'm not sure how to say this, but I think I might have the virus. Paul?
Yeah, I'm here. God, I'm so sorry. Are you sure?
I think so, yes. I started with a cough soon after our chat, and this morning I woke up to a high fever. I feel basically shit. It fits the bill, I think, don't you? It sounds like the virus.
Yeah, I mean, it does. But you don't know that yet, really, do you?
I feel it. I bet it was from the factory. I have a good mind to ring Josie up, give her a piece of my mind. The bitch should have shut that place last week. I bet loads of us have got it there.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, maybe.
Say something, Paul.
I really don't know what to say. You're right, she should have shut. But you don't know it's definitely from there. Have you rung nice Julie up yet to see how she is?
That's the first thing I did this morning. She is okay so far, but horrified to hear I might have it.
So what's the next step?
According to the NHS site, I have to self-isolate for 7 days. And if it gets bad, call 111 or 999 if really bad.
Oh, Beth. I'm so sorry.
I'm not sure how or what to tell Tina.
Do you want me to do that?
No. My daughter, my job.
I can help in some way, can't I?
For your own sake, stay well away. I might get it bad or I might get it good. I just don't know yet.
Well, you're not going to go through it alone. I'm not going to let that happen.
You can still talk to me on the phone.
This is when I want to hold you, hug you.
And this is the time you mustn't.
But I need to do something.
What can you do? Just be there for me, On the phone.
Oh, that seems so inadequate.
That's the best decision for you.
Oh, God.
Call me back when you feel a bit better. Sorry for just dropping that on you. I know you would have been looking forward to speaking today, as I was after our lovely long call yesterday. Take care, Paul. Love you.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Oh, I couldn't hold it together. She needed me to be strong, and I just fell apart. She must be going out of her mind with the thoughts of what that virus can do. How can I help her? How can I get her better? Hang on. She said, love you, didn't she? Shit, and I said nothing. She said that, and I said nothing. Come on. Pull yourself together, man. What can I do? If I ring, I'll just crack up again. I know I will.
People, a reminder that they should not go out or travel unless absolutely necessary. There are now penalties in place that the police can use against violators.
I need to see Beth. Even if from 2 metres away, I must see her and let her know I want to be supportive. And I need to tell her I love her too. And yes, it is love, isn't it? I do love her. Maybe in some ways I always did, but I never would have used those words before. But I do love her. Takes the end of the world to make some things clear. Right, I'll take some of my food. Beth can't shop anymore as things are. I can shop for her, can't I? And I can cover Catherine, a friend too. I can drop them on her doorstep and... Oh, I can't get away from it. I need to hug Beth. I need to let her know what she means to me. I don't want to say I love you from 2 metres away, do I? Oh, come on, pull yourself together. Let's get this lot in the car and get over there. It's only 15 minutes in the car. What am I going to say? Love you? No, I can't say that straight away. Not from 2 metres away. Oh, hang on. What's going on now? I'm being waved stop by a police officer. No heck.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Good, thanks. You?
Yes, thank you. May I ask where you're going?
I'm delivering some shopping for someone who's not feeling too good.
And where do they live?
Next village over. Walker Street. Number 17.
Okay. Why did you not get this food more local to the village?
I picked up what I could from the Aldi near me. I had to go home for some extras as the shop didn't have them.
Okay. Hope you didn't mind me asking. We are checking a lot of cars on this road for unnecessary journeys. I trust you have good reason. I assume you have a week's worth of shopping for your friend?
I believe I have enough.
So, won't be seeing you on this road again for a few days, will I?
No.
Right. Please move on.
Phew, that was a bit strange. I felt incredibly guilty and almost like I was doing something illegal. She was half a bit pushy at the end there. I know they got a job to do, but... Anyway, onward. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Please come to your front door.
Are you here? I'm in bed. Not feeling great, and I'm afraid looking terrible too. I can't see you.
Oh, well, come to the window then.
Are you really here?
Yep. I'm standing at your front gate. Safe distance. I have shopping as well, but that's just an excuse. I needed to see you.
You picked the worst time.
I know. I'm sorry. Please, can I see you?
Hold on a minute.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Paul. Sorry, I look a mess.
You look lovely.
Away with you.
No, really. I had to see you. I have to help. I love you.
I love you too.
I know. You said yesterday, I'm sorry I was such a mess then. I was just in shock.
Because I said I love you.
Well, and that.
You shouldn't be here.
I need to be.
You'd be safer at home.
I don't want safe, Beth. I want you.
Even like this?
For better, for worse.
You daft bugger.
Hey, that's me. Right, I want to hug you. Now.
No.
Oh, here I am. Oh, it's great to have you in my arms at last.
You know, this is wrong.
It can't be. It just feels so right.
You have been listening to the One Wealth Thespians Amateur Dramatic Society's audio version of Pandemic Stories 1, Paul and Beth. This featured Fiona Galtee as Beth, Andy Harris as Paul, Morven Robinson as Tina, Karen McQuarrie as the newsreader, and Hannah Studd as the police officer. Pandemic Stories 1, Paul and Beth, was written, edited and produced by Andy Harris. All incidental music was by Kevin MacLeod through incompetech.com using Creative Commons with Attribution License. Thank you for listening.